HLE Radio. It is the morning show. Of course, that is Butch Tinker. And if I have done this right, I have a special guest on the phone with me. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning, Hunter Logan. How are you?
Good. So you can hear me then?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Good, good. We have a communist phone system here because we don't have it set up the way it used to do. So I'm going to have to Facebook Live one morning to see exactly, so people can see exactly what I'm talking about, because you wouldn't believe it unless you saw it.
Oh, awesome. I'll be watching that.
Well, welcome to the morning show. And, man, I'm so glad you found some time to call in and talk to our listeners a little bit.
Oh, my God. So excited that you asked.
So for the folks that don't know about Shelley Odle, just give us a little bit of background on Shelley.
Okay. Well, obviously, my name is Shelley Odle. I have been singing since I was 2 years old. My dad was a singer also. Both my parents actually were singers. And back in the day, my dad lived in Bakersfield, California, and had been in studio with Buck Owens and Merle Haggard in the day before.
Really?
They were legends.
Wow.
Yeah, in the day before they were legends. And he was a guitar player, and Buck Owens' producer chased him all around the United States trying to get him to play on one of Buck Owens' first records. And
wow.
Unfortunately, he got homesick for Missouri and came home instead. So I think there's many times he kicked himself in the backside for that. But anyway, for me, I mean, I've just been singing as long as I can remember. Singing obviously has been with both my parents. They had country music shows when I was a kid. And when I turned 15, 16, I got saved. Started going to a Pentecostal church. And of course, when you go to a Pentecostal church, it's like a concert every Sunday.
Yeah.
And just as a singer your whole life, I just felt like I was at home. And
wow.
Decided once, you know, God got a hold of me that I was going to use the gift that he had instilled in me, his glory and for his use. And have been singing in church ever since. And just real short, I don't know. I don't really remember how old I was, but I kept feeling a calling that God was wanting to do more with my singing. And I kept just feeling that drawing and that unction in the spirit, and just kept, you know, asking for his guidance. And then we had a prophecy minister in church one time come, and I had been praying and seeking God so diligently and desperate for, you know, some direction. Because I had no idea how to start. All I knew is I was sang worship in church, and that was about it. And I mean, that minister, I guess the last night of revival, I remember being so desperate that, you know, I had told God that night. I said, God, you know, I'm so desperate for a word from you. I don't care if it's this preacher. I don't care if it's my pastor. I don't care if it's a 5-year-old child. I have to have a word.
Yeah.
And no more than I got that out of my mouth, that preacher laid his hand on my head and said, do you want to know what I see about you in the spirit? And I was like, oh my goodness. So then he began to prophesy my ministry to me at that moment. I knew that God had spoken, and I just started leaning on him to open every door. And then before you knew it, I was introduced to people who would help me fulfill that divine destiny. And just kept walking in that way and in the path that God led, and here we are today.
Awesome, awesome. Now, you're from Missouri, right? Is that right?
I am. Yeah. I'm about 60 miles south of St. Louis, yeah.
Okay. I think I told somebody Oklahoma, but it was in Oklahoma that we had met, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
My bad. So everybody, so you know, Shelley is from Missouri, so we'll get that right. Now, how did you? We got the singing in church and everything, but you started branching out. Now that's how you started in. How did you get into the recording of your albums and stuff? Because this, how many albums do you have out now?
I have two.
Okay, you have two.
My first one is just self-titled, Shelley Odle.
Yeah.
And then my second one is Incredible Love, which has the song Why Didn't I on it.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about that in a bit.
Okay. All right. Cool. I actually recorded both of my albums in Nashville at a studio called Oak Tree Productions or Oak Tree Studios. Mm-hmm. Anybody in the Southern Gospel realm probably knows exactly what studio that is, because there's a lot of Live at Oak Tree DVDs and CDs. But anyway, Trey Corley is my producer for both of those albums. And, you know, it's again, this is another one of those situations where it was God ordained, because mm-hmm. I had a friend in Tennessee who was cutting an album at Oak Tree. And she was doing a choir part, and she asked me if I wanted to be a part of the choir for the song. And I was like, well, sure, I'll do that. And then I went down there, and she had introduced me to the producer, and the producer already knew who I was.
Wow.
Because we'd already done a lot of things. I'd done a lot of concerts and events with the Crabb family, and he produced a lot of their stuff. Uh-huh. So anyway, he had already heard about me from them, and when she brought me and he was like, I already know you. So anyway, we just got to sitting and talking, and the rest is history. Again, I mean, it was just another one of those God ordained moments where he brought the right people into my life at the right time.
Wow. I love that. I love, and that's what God does, man. When you're obedient, he just does.
Yeah.
You know, he just does. And well, I tell you what, the latest single that you have, Why Didn't I, is catching fire here at HLE Radio. And I imagine it's going to start catching on with a lot of other folks as well. This is and man, they did a great job on the production and everything, too. But tell us how you found the song.
Well, actually, I have a good friend named Michael Boggs, who lives in Preston, Tennessee. And Michael was one of the singers for the group FFH back in the day.
Uh-huh.
He has his own solo ministry now. We met Michael several years ago. And, oh, my gosh, the first time I met him, it was at a songwriting conference. And he wrote the song Somebody Like Me by Jason Crabb, who mm-hmm. obviously I'm a huge fan of and friend of. And knowing that he wrote that song, I just immediately loved him. And then he had played a lot of other things of style of music that I just loved. Mm-hmm. So we built a connection and, of course, became friends over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent me that song. I was looking for new songs for this new record, and I had contacted him asking him if he had any. And there was one particular song that he had on hold that he told me. He said, Shelley, he said, there's a song I think that you would be great at and I want to send you, but I can't because it's on hold with Martina McBride and it's also on hold with Wynonna.
What? Are you serious? So
as a heart attack.
So why didn't I was on hold for those two?
Yes, it was. So I said, oh, I want to hear it. And he goes, well, I need to see how this goes before I send it to you. So I said, okay. So a couple of weeks went by, and one of them had dropped it. I think Martina McBride had dropped the song because she had already had another inspirational song on her album, which was the one about cancer.
Okay.
And her label kind of, you know, poo-pooed that second inspirational song. So then it was let go by her, and it was still on hold for Wynonna for a while. When Martina dropped it, he sent it to me and said, okay, I'll let you listen to it, but you can't do anything with it until I find out.
Well, that must have been terrible.
it was horrible.
To know you could hear it, to get to hear it, know you couldn't do nothing with it.
I know. But I think I just drove him crazy about wanting to hear it. So he finally just resolved to me, and he let me hear it. And of course, I absolutely fell in love with the song.
Yeah.
And I was praying, please don't let me record this song. And in the interim, we found out that instead of Wynonna doing a new album, she was going to be doing a television show with her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so decided to drop the song. And wow. I immediately picked it up and had the great fortune of being able to record it.
Wow. What a great story. To know that
it's awesome.
Song was on hold, and well, God just wanted you to have it, and then we get to share it too. So that's great.
Oh, I know, and I'm so thankful for that, Hunter. Thanks so much.
Well, I tell you, I love the story. Before we get to the song and everything, though, tell the folks how they can find Shelly Odle and get Shelly Odle music.
Of course. You can always find it on iTunes and pretty much any type of online source. But you can go to my website. It's ShellyOdle.com. I do spell my name a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. I spell it with a C. It's ChelleyOdle.com. So you can go there. They can see videos of some live performances on TBN. My mission statement is there, some photos, concert photos, some they'll see with Jason Krabbe, even Michael Boggs. Michael was here for my release concert of Incredible Love.
Wow.
And he wrote a couple other songs on the record as well. The song Forgiveness is one of his, just an amazing songwriter, and got to share that special night with him. Lots of photos and videos, and how they can find my music. They can actually order it online, or they can send me a message as well. If they'd rather have a hard copy disc,
yeah,
I can send them that as well. So, and there's all kinds of product on there too, like t-shirts and,
yeah,
and wristbands, and yeah.
Awesome, awesome. You got any big boy t-shirts on there? Because I'm going to go get one.
Hey, I do. And I actually have a new one that you might like,
yeah,
a lot, that's not on the website yet. I've got to put that on there. But it's a red t-shirt, and there's a microphone at the top, and it says, keep calm and sing on.
Cool. I want a shirt that says Shelly Odle, though.
You
got one of those?
Hey.
You got one of those?
On
the side? All right. I'm going to go check it out.
Yeah.
Listen, where are you going to be at next?
Well, actually, I just got a call yesterday for a live performance in Illinois, in Southern Illinois, on television on Fox.
Nice.
So we're going to be doing that in just a couple of weeks. Have some things set up, and that's something else too. People can always go to my website and check out where we're going to be. And we are always looking for new places to come. So
yeah,
if anybody would love to have us at your church, or event, please don't hesitate to contact us and let us know. We would love to be there.
Well, we would love to have you here for an evening with, so
absolutely.
You know,
that's a deal.
Okay, so we just need to work out the date, right?
Yep, sounds good. I'm looking forward to it.
Fantastic. Shelly, I can't thank you enough for calling in this morning and visiting with us, and you are welcome to call in anytime, and you are welcome to come by here anytime.
Oh, thank you, Hunter. I appreciate that so much, and appreciate your listeners and the love they have, not only for the song Why Didn't I, but the love that they have for Christian country music. And that's such a blessing, and it's your blessing to me being able to get that music out there. And I'm so grateful to you and to your staff and to all the listeners of HLE Radio, and just want to send out my love and gratitude.
Awesome. Shelly, you be blessed today. You have a great day. Tell your husband hello for me.
Thanks, Hunter.
All right.
All right. See you later. Have a great day.
That is Shelly Odle right there. Here is her latest, called Why Didn't I? A song that was on hold for Martina and Winona, but Shelly ended up with it. Great story.